Material gains are not the ultimate path. By good fortune, some begin to understand the futility of chasing ephemeral material goals, and they inquire about and seek out an authority who can guide them to a deeper level of awareness. At this time, one may hear scriptures such as the Bhagavad Gita, which explain, an intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the material senses. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise person does not take delight in them. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and an end, and so the wise person does not take delight in them. Realizing that our chronic pursuit of material pleasure does not actually bring any real lasting happiness, we may long in our hearts to become completely free of persistent material desires. We might then begin to seek liberation from this cycle of constant activity in which all of our actions create pleasurable and unpleasurable consequences. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, just as the movement of a pendulum in one direction secures its inevitable swing back the other way. Whatever happy state we may achieve is transitory, followed by a miserable one not far behind. In the same way, a small child seems happy one minute and is crying the next. Even if our performance of worthy actions brings us pleasurable results, the happiness we experience is only temporary, and when it passes, misery again ensues. We thus conclude that liberation from this cycle of performing actions and receiving their reactions is the only goal worth pursuing. Furthermore, the external material path does not bring any lasting pleasure and is simply a cause of bondage. Whatever is subject to decay is material, not spiritual. Material gain always brings temporary, flickering happiness. The Vedic scriptures inform us that we are more than our temporary physical bodies. We are the eternally blissful souls within these bodies. Therefore, transitory, external pleasures do not bring us, as souls, any real happiness. As we reflect upon these truths, our outlook will be broadened, and we may choose to turn to a path of inward contemplation. As intelligent spiritual beings, why should we settle for less?